Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Theater, Windsor. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
So I know it's the holidays because you're doing a production of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, you can always tell it's Christmas right. time when It's a Wonderful Life crops
right.
up.
Right. Forget about tinsel and ornaments and that sort of thing. Talk about this production. I suspect that at least many people who will be listening to this interview have seen It's a Wonderful Life in some form or other. So what's this production going to be like?
You're right. There are many forms of this story. First of all, the movie, of course. And there's a musical version of it. There's a live action version of it. This is a radio play. This is done as a radio drama on Christmas Eve in 1946. So we have five actors that are playing all of the roles in the play, populating Bedford Falls and doing a magnificent job. And I think the thing that makes it work is it's such a compelling story. And even if you know it, and even if you've got Jimmy Stewart in your head, if you watch this, it's a brilliant story, and not just about Christmas. You know,
is the set going to be like
the sets
where we're sitting here
yes,
right now?
Yeah, very much so. Except transported about 70 years back, so we've got a set that's going to look like the radio studio on Christmas Eve.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Are you working from a script that was developed for radio?
Right. It was a script by Joe Landry, and he wrote it as a theatrical version of a radio play. So, I mean, the official title is It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. So he wrote it with these actor characters playing all of these roles. And of course, the fun thing about watching a live radio play is that you get the sound effects that are live. We've got the Foley operator who's doing all the sound effects live on stage. And then we have a couple of, you know, commercial jingles that are thrown in there, sung by the actors in the show. It's really pretty true.
Well, I don't want to give away anything, but I have seen shows that were staged on radio in radio station studios, and they'll have people coming in and talking about what they did last night and how they lost $85 in poker and so on.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that in the beginning. You get some actor interactions, and in between scenes and at the intermission, you've got some, and then you have the great stuff that's going on while the actors are acting between the other actors, some sort of silent communication going on. And I think one of the fun things that you don't realize when you're watching a radio play is that it's such a well-written story. It sucks you right in anyway. And I think you forget you're watching a play about a radio play.
Yeah, right, right. What do you think it is that that causes this play to be so popular and have lasted for so many years and still be just as accessible to today's audience as it was to the original audience?
That's a great question. I should say that the show – I didn't direct the show. The show is directed by Sylvia Jones, and I was watching a rehearsal the other night, and I told her afterwards, I said, you know, the great thing about this story is that even if you're watching it and you've got the movie running through your head, the story is so universal. And I it's like a Christmas carol. It's not really about Christmas. It's not really about the holidays. It's about personal journeys and humanity and connection and the great story of, well, what would life be if I had never been born?
Yeah.
And I think everybody's thought that at one point. You know, what would happen if I wasn't here? I mean, people would be better off without me, right? And here's the guy who actually gets a chance to see what would happen if he wasn't around. And
right.
I think that's a beautifully simple, touching a concept that is universal. I think that's why the story lasts.
I think that's absolutely right. And I have the feeling that you and I will be talking about this show sometime in the future, maybe even next year.
I think you may be right.
Thanks very much for coming in, Stephen. Let's tell people once again that It's a Wonderful Life opens at the Raven Theater, Windsor, on December 4th and plays through the 20th. For information, here's a telephone number, 433-6335. Online, it's raventheater.org. And guess what? It opens tonight. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.